This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasai with news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says Maoist Center will take a leading role to end anomalies. Over 14,000 cases of dengue infection reported across Nepal. Preliminary agreement reached on supplying power from Nepal to Bangladesh, 40 megawatts to be exported in first phase, and more than 60 migrants feared dead at sea of Cape Verde coast in West Africa. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister and CPN Maoist Center Chairman Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said his party will take a leading role to end anomalies and ill practices in the country. Addressing a condolence meeting organized on the 20th Dorumba Massacre Memorial Day in Ramechhap yesterday, the Prime Minister said the Maoist party that led the movement to transform the system will also end corruption in the country. Prime Minister Dahal added Maoist party that fought for the country's sovereignty and indivisibility will bring about positive changes in people's lives. The Epidemiology and Infectious Disease Control Division has recorded 14,200 cases of dengue infection across the country so far. Director of Epidemiology and Infectious Disease Control Division, Dr. Rudra Marashini, informed that Sunsari district alone had reported 9,000 dengue cases. Dr. Marasini urged all to be vigilant as dengue infection starts with the rainy season and can last till the Dasaintihar festivals. He added that 10 people lost their lives due to dengue infection. Sunsari, Thading and Morung districts have witnessed the most cases of dengue infection, while Dolpa and Mugu districts have zero infection so far. A multi-party agreement requiring to facilitate the supply of electricity from Nepal to Bangladesh has been reached. According to the government officials, Nepal has defined the deal as a preliminary agreement with Nepal, India and Bangladesh. The Ministry of Energy, Water Sources and Irrigation said in the initial phase, Bangladesh is set to purchase 40 megawatts of electricity from Nepal. The transmission of Nepal's power to Bangladesh will be facilitated through India's NVVN, which has been designated as the nodal agency by the Indian government. The preliminary agreement on the power supply to Bangladesh had been reached by the email exchanges among the three countries. The agreement was made to sign the document in the physical presence of officials from their respective countries soon. The government has hiked the minimum wages of workers in the informal sectors. With the new decision, the monthly wage of informal sector workers is fixed at 17,300 rupees. Likewise, the wage of tea estate workers is fixed at 13,893 rupees per month. The minimum wage is determined by the Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security is published in the Nepal Gazette, marking the formal beginning of the monthly wages. The minimum basic salary of the workers is fixed at 10,820 rupees and 6,480 rupees is dearness allowance. For the state workers, the minimum basic salary is fixed at 8,943 rupees and 4,959 rupees is dearness allowance. Ambassador of the UK and Northern Ireland to Nepal, Robert Dominic Rissal Phen, and non-residential ambassador of Vietnam to Nepal, Nguyen Thanh Hai, presented letters of credence to President Ramchandra Podal. President Podal received the letters of credence amidst a special ceremony held at the President's office in Sheetal Nivas yesterday. Foreign Affairs Minister Narayan Prakash South and all the high-level government officials were present at the ceremony. The 16th periodic plan is to feature a separate chapter about issues concerning the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs. This was informed during a meeting of the Sustainable Development and Good Governance Committee of the National Assembly yesterday. The approach paper of the 16th plan has already been drafted and currently the document is under discussion. Yesterday's committee meeting discussed the connecting the 16th periodic plan to the Sustainable Development Goals. The Sipin Maoist Center has sought suggestions from the experts in the related field with the aim of instilling confidence to do something within the country. Organizing an interaction program in Kathmandu yesterday, the Finance and Planning Department of the party has called for the suggestions. On the occasion, the party department chief and former finance minister Barsha Manpoon stressed the need for stopping the outflow of qualified workforces to foreign countries by creating job opportunities within the country. The Department of Mines and Geology has granted licenses to 432 companies for exploring mines in the country. Information Officer of the Department, Narayan Baskota, said the licenses were given to the companies to search for potential mines for the promotion of mines-based industries in the country. The department last year issued licenses to 374 mining companies for the exploration of mines. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Sharan Mahath has accused the main opposition party, CPN-UML, of obstructing the parliament by picking unnecessary issues. Speaking at a press conference organized in Thanosai yesterday, Finance Minister Dr. Mahath said it was not logical under any circumstances to obstruct the parliament. He added that no one has right to immobilize the parliament that represents the voices of the people, although the main opposition party has the right to show the guideline to the government and protest for the sake of constructive work. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma says all levels of employees should deliver services realizing the same responsibility towards the state and people. During a meeting with the heads of the government officers and employees at Kalanga Putan yesterday, Minister Sharma stated that the government had prioritized good governance and it was possible only through prompt and effective service delivery. On a different note, Minister Sharma reiterated that Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal-Prachanda-led government was working with a commitment to maintaining good governance and ending corruption. You're listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. More than 60 people are feared dead after a boat carrying migrants was found off Cape Verde in West Africa. According to the BBC, 38 people, including children, were rescued, with footage showing them being helped ashore, some on stretchers on the island of Sal. Almost all those on board the boat, which was at sea for over a month, are thought to have been from Senegal. Cape Verde officials have called for global action on migration to help prevent further loss of life. Initial reports suggested that the boat had shrunk, but it was later clarified that it had been found drifting. Senegal's foreign ministry said the boat left the Senegalese fishing village of Fospor on the 10th of July with 101 people on board. At least 10 people were killed when a private jet crashed onto a car and a motorbike on highway as it attempted to land, Malaysian police say. Malaysia's Civil Aviation Authority said 6 passengers and 2 crew had been on board the Beechcraft jet. The jet had been travelling from Langkawi to private jet crosses onto Malaysia highway, killing 10 Selangor to the west of the capital Kuala Lumpur. Investigators are trying to find the plane's black box containing its flight data. Transport Ministry Anthony Locke said forensic officials were identifying the remains of all the victims. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting Division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Koshi Province, Madhesh Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province and at a few places of the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 31.6 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 21 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says Maris Center will take leading role to end anomalies. Over 14,000 cases of dengue infection reported across Nepal. Preliminary agreement reached on supplying power from Nepal to Bangladesh, 40 megawatts to be exported in first phase, and more than 60 migrants via dead at sea of Cape Verde coast in West Africa. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe, and have a good day.